concerned with leadership, not very respectful of training, luxury, ALS, leaders in backsliding, neglectful of situation, lazy, wanting in energy, unmindful, not fully aware, unconcentrated, which betray my divide of wisdom, reverence. Master Burma does not dwell together with peace.
佛陀如此说完之后，婆罗门算术师目连告诉世尊说，有些人没有信心，不是因为信心而出家，而是为了生活而出家。他们欺诈、虚伪、叛逆、傲慢、空虚不实、爱慕虚荣、出言恶语、爱说废话、不守护根门、饮食不节制、不致力于保持醒觉、丝毫没有独处静修的意愿、不尊重戒律、生活奢侈、懈怠放逸、带领他人趋向堕落、疏忽而不能闲居静处、懒散怠惰、精神不振、没有正念与明觉、不摄念专注、心神散乱、缺乏智慧、胡言乱语。大师乔达摩不与这些人共住。
When they are as many who have grown forth out of faith, grant the homeless into homelessness, who are not fraudulent, deceitful, treacherous, haughty, hollow, ordinary, very rough and very loose for me, who are rugged in their sins, frivolities, wandering in the day, devoted to wastefulness, concerned with delusion, greatly respectful of training, not gradulous or careless, who are keen to avoid backsliding, leaders in situation, energetic, resolute, established in mindfulness, fully aware, concentrated, with unified mind, possessing wisdom, not Kaivala. Master Burma dwells together with me.
相反地，有些人因为信心而出家，他们不欺诈、不虚伪、不叛逆、不傲慢、实在不虚、不爱慕虚荣、不出言恶语、不说废话、守护根门、饮食节制、致力于保持醒觉、常念独处静修、尊重戒律、生活朴素、不懈怠放逸、谨慎避免堕落、引导他人闲居静处、勤勉惕力、坚定不移、建立稳固的正念与明觉、摄念专注、一心不乱、具有智慧、不胡言乱语。大师乔达摩与这些人共住。
Yes, as black forest grows its dragon at the bed of root perfume. In red sandal wood is dragon at the bed of root perfume. In jasmine is dragon at the bed of flower perfume. So too, Master Gaurava's advice is to bring among the teachings of Buddhism.
正如黑香根鸢尾是最好的根治香料，红檀香木是最好的木质香料，茉莉香是最好的花质香料。同样地，大师乔达摩的教法是当今最殊胜的教法。 善哉大师乔达摩，善哉大师乔达摩，大师乔达摩以种种方式显示佛法，犹如使向下覆盖之物翻转向上，使隐藏不显之物展露显现，为迷路之人指示正途，为黑暗中人请举明灯。我皈依大师乔达摩，皈依法，皈依比丘僧团，愿大师乔达摩意念我为终身皈依的在家信徒。
The blessed one is only a guide who shows the path to the heavenly plane. We must put forth our own efforts to practice and reach the goal. As stated in the Dhammapada, verse 276. You yourself must make an effort. The blessed ones are only preachers. Those who follow the path and practice meditation are free from the bondage of Mara.
从佛陀在本经中的开示，我们可以清楚地了解到，佛陀只是一个指出不死涅槃之道的指路者而已。我们必须靠自己努力修行来达到目标。正如《法句经》第276义中所提到的，你必须自己努力。如来此事指路者而已，依循正道而修行的人就能脱离魔王的束缚。
The Buddha is definitely nothing all many persons who can do every day. Otherwise, he should adopt his self-loving kindness and compassion. That made all beings in the world enlightened.From the own of rebirth. Through his full power, working against the law of karma and kamarita. However, even he is the best teacher in the world, he could not do that. As he says in the Dhammapada, verse 165, the evil is done by oneself, one suffers by oneself.Evil is condemned by oneself, one is purified by oneself. Purity and impurity drawn through oneself, no one can purify another.
佛陀绝不是一个万能的救世主，否则他老早就会基于大慈大悲，逆着业果法则，而以他的神通力来使世间一切众生证悟圣道，解脱生死轮回。然而，即使佛陀是世间至高无上的导师，他仍然无法如此做。正如佛陀在《法句经》第165记中所说的，只有自己才能造恶，自己才能污染自己，只有自己才能不造恶，自己才能清净自己，清净与污染全凭自己，没有人能够清净他人。
From this few days of meditation, we know full well that it is very difficult to purify our minds.Even though the beginner knows that he much for all ever. May they mindfulness develop concentration and practice the meditation of finding Buddha with due respect. If mind does not agree with what he wishes, if mind just falls asleep, one out of into the past and future, moves here and there, and gives him much trouble with his wishes. Here we see that even his mind is not here to himself, and does not obey his command. An untrained mind is indeed uncontrollable as the Buddha says in the Samudra Pada. The mind is hard to check, swiftly, wherever it lives, to control it is good. A controlled mind is conducive to happiness.
从这几天的禅修当中，我们可以很清楚地知道，要净化自己的心是很不容易的。虽然初学者知道自己必须付出努力，保持正念，培育定力，以恭敬心来修行佛陀所教导的法门，但是他的心却不听使唤。他的心有时落入昏沉，有时想东想西，想到过去与未来，带给他相当大的困扰。在这里我们可以看出，即使是自己的心，却也不会对自己清算，不会听自己的指挥。未经过训练的心实在是很难控制的，就像佛陀在《法句经》第35偈中所说的，心是很难控制，非常快速，飘忽不定的。能够训练心是很好的，因为已经受过训练的心能够以生快乐。